the Super Bowl ad you missed. Armadoxy for today. This week before the beginning of Great Lent starts with a passage from the Gospel of St. John, where Jesus says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Jesus' offer is unique in that he is a fountain from which we can quench our thirst, but he also empowers us so that living waters flow from us. Think about this as a product. There are many brands of designer waters these days, some touting special pH levels that can bring about health benefits. Other brands are locale-based, with treats from Arrowhead, the Alps, and even Iceland. And all of them carry a hefty price tag in comparison to the similar-looking stuff that comes out of our kitchen faucet. Now think about the living water described by Jesus, a water that quenches thirst and then empowers you with rivers of flowing water. How much would that be worth? The Sunday on which this passage of Scripture is read in the Armenian Church often coincides with Super Bowl Sunday. Now, if ever there was a market for the thirst-quenching drink, the Super Bowl audience seems to fit the bill. In 2023, the average cost of advertising on the Super Bowl was $7 million for half a minute's time. And companies that advertise on the Super Bowl have the financials figured out. That is, if they're going to buy a 30-second spot on the Super Bowl for $7 million, be assured that they are assured that sales will offset the cost of advertising. Now, how many bottles of beer must be sold to pay off a half-a-minute ad? How many soft drinks must be sold to cover the bill of advertising? Whatever the number, we know that these companies are not losing money. They are investing in their product, as they should. It is a product they believe in. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, says Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. The challenge before us today is to invest in the drink from the living fountain that will be the living water. The investment is with our most precious commodity, namely us, you. Read the passage of the day again, John 7, 37 through 39. Jesus offers to quench our thirst and to empower us as a source for living water. As we unravel this week in the following days, with its messages of saints and sacraments, we prepare ourselves for the beginning of the great Lenten season. It is a time of spiritual growth and Christian living. I'm asking you to buy the product. You will taste and know the difference because it quenches thirst like nothing else. Let us pray. Fountain of immortality, help me to grow in your love. I come willingly to drink from you. I thirst, and I have heard your call. Accept me as I am. I am on a journey of life, and seek the water you offer. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.